Peony, Beauty, History and Herbal Interest. Three of the four species of peony grown in the medicinal plant garden of the Royal College of Physicians of London are discussed by Anthony Dayan, a garden fellow. Two are herbaceous peonies, forming attractive and versatile shrubs covered in attractive pink-white flowers in May. They are the commonest type grown here and in many other gardens, is the European Peonia officinalis, the source of several herbal preparations. The similar Peonia lactiflora from Asia is also grown in our garden. We have, in addition, the attractive tree peony, Peonis fruticosa, which has been particularly highly regarded in China and Japan for its beauty, and as the source of herbal medicines. Both the flowering and the tree varieties together comprise about 40 species in the genus Peonia in the family Peoniaceae. They probably originated in China many tens of thousands of years ago and have since been disseminated throughout temperate areas. Selection by plant breeders and the relative ease of hybridization have resulted in several hundred cultivars distinguished by their size, especially double instead of single flowers, color and perfume. Nine cultivars in all are grown in the college. The evolution and genetics of peonies are complex, Peonia officinalis being a hybrid tetraploid and Peonia suffruticosa being a very variable man-made hybrid swarm containing numerous species and their genes in its ancestry. This complexity is still being explored, but the genetic diversity is responsible for the enormous variation in the hybrids and cultivars. European peonies were used medicinally by Dioscorides in the 1st century AD, becoming garden plants only in the 16th century. Tree peonies were introduced to Europe from China by adventurous collectors in the 17th century. In classical Greek legend, the name Peony may commemorate Peon, the physician to the gods on Olympus. Zeus turned him into a flower to save him from the wrath of his teacher Asclepius, after he had cured Pluto of wounds received in the Trojan War. Another myth holds that Apollo fell for Peonia, a beautiful nymph, when he saw her bathing. Aphrodite, goddess of love, went bright red with fury and threatened Peonia, who was only saved by being turned into the flower. The appearance of the flowers and these legends have helped to make peonies common objects in European paintings, often denoting beauty. The Victorians, taking Peonia's side, regarded peony flowers as symbols of bad luck. However, peonies are often found in wedding bouquets now as symbols of a long and happy life. It seems we do not apply logic to marriage. Peonies, more frequently tree peonies, occur in many Chinese myths, often involving beautiful maidens and unrequited passions. As epilepsy was thought to be caused by gods entering the body, Galen, in 200 AD, hung the root of a peony, representing the physician to the gods, around the neck of a child who was having fits, and they stopped, recurring when he removed it. This legend was maintained for the next 1500 years, although Peter Treveris' Herbal of 1529 reported it was probably a different peony from what was then available in Britain, as the one he used didn't work. Elizabeth Blackwell's A Curious Herbal of 1737-1739 solved the problem by reporting that peony was invaluable for the febrile fits of childhood, which, although she did not know it, are self-limiting and stop anyway within a day or so. Extracts of peony roots and flowers have long been and remain important on their own and in mixtures in traditional Chinese medicine as spasmolytics, used against epilepsy, kidney and intestinal spasms, and in menstrual pain. They're given too to improve the circulation and for liver diseases. In the West, they have been used in similar ways, and recently they have been employed also in childhood eczema and asthma. There are notable superstitions too about peonies in the West. The plant was once held to be of divine origin as an emanation from the moon and to shine during the night, protecting shepherds and their flocks and also the harvest from injury by driving away evil spirits and averting tempests. The great 16th century herbalist Gerard noted the belief, which originated with Theophrastus in about 300 BCE, to pluck it, the peony, up by the roots will cause danger to he that touches it. Therefore a string must be fastened to it in the night, and a hungry dog tied thereto, who, being allured by the smell of roasted flesh set towards him, may pluck it up by the roots. Pliny and Theophrastus asserted, of necessity it must be gathered in the night, for if any man shall pluck of the fruit in the daytime, being seen of the woodpecker, he is in danger to lose his eyes. Gerard added, all these things be most vain and frivolous, for the root of peony may be removed at any time of the year, day or hour whatsoever. The seeds were said either to be worn, or a decoction of them could be drunk to prevent nightmares. In traditional Western herbal medicine, extracts of peony root or flowers have been given to relieve spasmodic nervous disorders such as seizures, lunacy, and to treat abdominal cramps and wind, as well as gout, rheumatism, cough, and migraine. In Britain, but not in continental Europe, an extract of Peonia lactiflora root is registered as a traditional herbal remedy for menstrual discomfort. Peony flowers are eaten in salads, the seeds and extracts are used as a flavouring, and the petals are used to colour herbal teas and other medicines. Peonies contain a wide range of chemicals, including terpenes, particularly peoniflorin and lactiflorin, diverse glycosides, some with a steroidal structure, flavonoids and saponins. Many have shown a wide range of actions in laboratory experiments. The glycosides and terpenes may be the source of the claimed anti-inflammatory and antispasmodic effects. They probably interfere too with blood clotting and can inhibit major pathways of drug disposal in the body, thus risking under or over treatment in patients taking peony extracts whilst on critical medicines. It is also possible that peony extracts may interfere with pregnancy and breastfeeding. They rarely cause allergic rashes. Though, admire the beauty of the flowers, but be cautious if offered peony as a medicine.